The title of the message tonight is A Man in Whom the Spirit of God Is. We will read the whole chapter of Genesis, chapter 41, and you see what are the criteria of the man who has the Spirit of God. Let's read. And it came to pass at the end of the two full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river seven well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in the middle. And behold, seven other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat of the seven well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke, and he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, seven ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good, and behold, seven thin ears, and blasted with the east wind spring up after them. And the seven thin ears devoured the seven rank and full ears, and Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, and all the wise men thereof, and Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servant, and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dream a dream in one night, I and he. We dream each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant of the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted to us our dream. To each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, as it was, me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have hearsay of thee that thou canst understand the dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, In my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river, and behold, there came up out of the river seven kine, fat flesh and well favored, and they fed in the middle. And behold, seven other kine came up after them, poor and very ill favored, and lean flesh, and such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and the ill-favored kine did eat up the first seven fat kine. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke. And I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk, full and good. And behold, seven ears, withered thin and blasted, with the east wind, spring up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears, and I taught this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, The dream of Pharaoh is one. God has shown Pharaoh that he is what he is about to do. The seven good kind are 7 years, and the seven good years are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill-favored kind that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty years blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showed unto Pharaoh. And behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore, as let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenty as years, and let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities, and that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the king was, and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God hath shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphera, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh, and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was, and in the 70 plenteous year, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering it, it was without number. And unto Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphera, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God, said he, has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called Heath, Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the dearth was in the old lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he said to you do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold them to the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all the countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. Let's pray. God, thank you. We bless you, magnify, we come before the name of Jesus. Anoint your word to us, make us understand your will and what is the purpose of yours in our lives. Let be, O Lord, the purpose of sending this word of yours to us shall be accomplished, and there will be harvest here and other places that the message will be spread. I pray, O God, you raise up men and women who have your spirit and understanding of what you want us to be. Put words and statement and verses, O God, in my lips, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord, that to encourage your people, to explain, let your word bring teaching, understanding, and wisdom. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Joseph, the story of Joseph is well known. He was sold by his brother. Before he was sold, he was put in a well. Thrown in a well, they took him out. They sold him to the Ishmaelites, who took him down to Egypt. They sold him there to Potiphar, and he became a servant. And he started his work in Egypt, a new place, a new country, a new culture, a new language. And starts from zero, from very low level to be a servant. But God was with him and prospered him. Joseph was a person who forgave, who was diligent. He did not keep in his heart grudges, unforgiveness, or hatred. And the Holy Spirit was moving through him. We know that Joseph, in a period of time, he became an overseer in that house. The master, his master, had entrusted him everything. But we know that he was put into trouble because of the wife of his master. She accused him that she said that he wanted to do bad things with me. And because of that, Joseph was put in there, in a prison. But he started again. See, the man was the Spirit of God. He did not give up. He started from the scratch. He's trusting God. He still do what is his best. Still, he do what is right. Let me tell you something. When we think that is the end, it's just the beginning. Amen? Amen. When we think that is the end, it's just the beginning. It's just the new beginning. He was sold, but he started again. And he was put in prison, but he once again started. And you see, when he was in jail, he also worked hard. He used his gifts. He was interpreting dreams, because this is spiritual gifts that he received from God. And we know there were two people belonged to Pharaoh, and he explained to them. One was discharged according to what he explained, and one he was hanged by Pharaoh. And now we can read that that God had given a dream to to Pharaoh. We know that Joseph, when the butler, he was discharged, he told him that you should not forget him, that he make away that he will be discharged. But that man, he forgot Joseph. But God did not forget Joseph. Amen? God will not forget you. And God gave a dream to Pharaoh. And you know, when we read verse 8, and when he woke up in the morning, his spirit was troubled. Mm-hmm. You know, dreams, when we saw a dream and that dream caused us trouble and we can't forget it, that dream, God is telling us something that we need to be careful of it. God is speaking to us about certain things. Amen? Mm-hmm. And you see here, the man was the Spirit of God. He continued to trust God. Even the butler forget him, but God did not forget him. And let me tell you something. If the butler had remembered Joseph, and if he would recommend him to Pharaoh to be discharged, he would just only discharge as an ordinary person. Mm-hmm. But when he waited upon God, certain time we pass through trials. Mm-hmm. People can't help, and we are doubting. But there's a time God will come and help us, as he helped Joseph. When he was discharged by Pharaoh, he became the second after Pharaoh. That's the man who has the Spirit of God. He waited upon God to do what God wanted to do on his time. Amen? That's very important. You know, certain time, we cannot wait, but the Holy Spirit inside us reminds us to wait. Amen? The release, the deliverance, salvation will come, but we need to wait upon the Lord. When Pharaoh hears from the butler there's somebody in the jail, he can interpret the dream, he took him out, and Joseph stood before the king of Egypt, before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, he spoke to him the dreams, and he explained it, and he told him that it's God. It's not me, he will explain to you and he will give you the answer of peace. The man whom the Spirit of God is, when he stands before authority, he will tell the truth with boldness. He told Pharaoh, he explained to him that there are 7 years of plenty and there are 7 years of famine. 7 years of famines. And the 7 years of famine, when it will come, it will also take everything that was good in the land, and the good years will be forgotten by the badness of the famine, by the grievousness of the famine. So he told Pharaoh everything. And not only this, the man who has the Spirit of God in him, he will give you the solution for the coming troubles or issue in life. He gives the solution. What was the solution for the famine? He taught Pharaoh that the 7 years that will come of a plenty, don't spend everything. Don't waste everything, but you take the fifth and put it aside, collect it, so that when the years of famine will come, you have your store, and the famine will not ruin the land. Now here, when he stood before Pharaoh, he had the Spirit of God in him, on him, and he gave him the solution of God. But when he was delivering the message, he is aware, when he saw Pharaoh, he saw the food, he saw the dress, he saw the attires, he saw everything. He was able to see by his eyes there is something extravagant, that is unnecessary expenditure that need to be saved. Have you get the point? You know, it is very hard to say to the people, don't spend your whole money. And that man, he stood before Pharaoh. You know, when he would tell Pharaoh, save the fifth, it means the 20%. It means that you need to reduce your parties, reduce your going to restaurants, you know, reduce or certain time you need to cut all these extravagant things, so you will be able to save clearly 20% of the income. If you will not, what he's saying, if you will not do it now, in the 7 years you will be under their family. And he was in front of Pharaoh, but the Spirit of God in him gave him boldness to speak. And we need to speak their truth to those whom we are called to minister. And this is the man who has the Spirit of God. He gives the solutions, and the solution, we can see it now. And I believe that all over the world now, the number one problem is about finance and about need. They are famine, there's hunger, there is most of the countries they are under debts. We are really in famine, but we understand now from scripture, because there was much wasting in the past. What they were in the past, now they are lack today. But I believe one thing, because I have also the Spirit of God. There is a lot of blessing around us we cannot see. Mm-hmm. And let us commit ourselves to be disciplined by God and His ways, so that even when famine will come, we'll be able to manage our life. I'm not going to stop only on this point, but I'm speaking about the man who has the Spirit of God. You know, it says that after he was released from jail, Pharaoh gave him a woman to marry. I want to speak about this, a man who has the Spirit of God. You see, some people, they will say that you need to marry so that you will settle. Have you heard that? See, you need to marry so that you will settle. Actually, marriage is after marriage, there's troubles. What I say, not in scripture speak, first you settle. When you are very stable, that time you marry. Because marriage, after marriage, there are earthquakes. Famines, troubles, sicknesses, children. So first you need to be stable, and then you think about marriage. That's one. So not the opposite, not that you will marry to get stable. You will get troubled. First you settle. Now this is the Spirit of God. That's the truth. First you need to get stable, settled well, then you get married. Now, the other thing here, the man who has the Spirit of God, Joseph has no boyfriend, he has no girlfriend, yeah? A woman has the Spirit of God, she should not have boyfriend. You know why? Because when you are ready to marry, God will give you the right person. Have you get the point? I'm not speaking about this woman. Yes, this woman is non-believer. I'm not speaking that you can marry non-believer. I'm not speaking about this. I'm speaking about this principle, that when you are ready for marriage, God had already prepared someone fit for you. Joseph did not get married while he was in Potiphar's house because he's a slave. He's not settled. He's not stable. But he got married when he became second to Pharaoh, and he married in the 7 years of plenty. Mm-hmm. Amen? The man who has the Spirit of God, he has faith in God. Lord, how long, which time, how many years? Mm-hmm. Joseph was not thinking in this manner. Yeah, sometimes our thoughts pull us back. But the Holy Spirit and His Word make us think in a positive, real, correct way as God thought about us. The point here, you see that when God gives Joseph two children, He called the first one Manasseh, and the meaning of Manasseh is that, let me read it here. For God said, He hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. So the man who has the Spirit of God, or the woman who has the Spirit of God, she has faith that God one day will make her forget all her toil. Toil, all her hardship, all your hardship, God will make you forget it one day, because God will reward those who are serving Him. The second child, it's called him Ephraim. The meaning of it, God made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. Yeah? You know, there is affliction, suffering, certain time. But the Spirit of God inside us tell us there will be fruit in the land of your affliction, the same place that you are afflicted. Let me go away, let me find another place. God does not need you to go to other place. Stay in your place and God will make you fruitful in the land of your affliction. Let me speak more about the man whom the Spirit of God is. You know, it say in verse 48, and he gathered all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt. In verse 49, and Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. You see, during the 7 years, he was gathering things, you know, it was so huge amount. First he was recording, he was organized, putting number, but now it is more than the sand, you know. He kept gathering, he cannot even count now, it's too much. The point here, why he did not stop gathering? The man who has the Spirit of God, they will tell Joseph, why you need to gather this too much? And what he was gathering, gold? Corn. You gather corn? You gather dates? You gather mango? You gather rice? That's here, that is the Bible here. The man who has the Spirit of God will not look with his eyes. He will not depend on his eyes. He will not depend on his emotions or people's feelings. He depends on what God has said to him. God told him, gather, he gathered. Joseph's too much, what you will do with that? I don't know, but God told me, gather, I will obey God. Amen? You know, number one deception, when there's plenty, the people will say, anyhow, it is there. Anytime, I can take. Correct, anytime. But you don't know. Overnight, in the morning, it's cut. It happened in the best places in the world. Over the night, war, over the night, famine, over the night, sickness. And that way that you go and come easily, that plenty, all of a sudden, the door is shut. Even today, those who say, okay, Jesus is gracious and Jesus is forgiving, you repent, because you don't know that the time that the, when He will raise them and He will close them, He will shut the door. The man who has the Spirit of God is a person who believes what God said in His Word and obeys it. Amen? And finally, the Spirit inside Joseph proved right, because famine was all over the world. But Egypt and Joseph, they have plenty. And see, Joseph was seeing the things that God seeing them. That what he gathered was help, that even his family to be reunite with him. God used those circumstances to bring even his family. We learn today, good lesson. We learn to trust God. Amen? We don't believe on the afflictions. We need to, I'm missing that we should not go through. We have to go through it. Okay? But when we go through it, We need to know that God is faithful. One day He will make us forget it.
Yeah.
And He will make us fruitful in the same light of affliction. And also when God gives us a plenty, don't think that this plenty will continue. Still you have to be good steward. And the fifth of what you receive, keep it aside. So that when the affliction will come, famine will come, you are ready. And God will use what you have to bring glory unto His name. Let's all stand. Let us commit our way to the Lord. Jesus is not for wasting. Amen. Jesus in John chapter 6, you know, some people they say it's only a few dirhams or a few dollars, and a small amount, yeah? Small amount. But Jesus in John 6, when He multiplied the bread and fish, you know, He said to His disciple in verse 12, when they were filled, He said unto His disciples, gather up the fragments. What He told them to gather?
Fragments.
He did not say the big pieces. He did not say the loaf. Fragments. Even small crumb of bread gathered. Why? He cannot make a miracle second day? What is this stinginess? No, that is the spirit of God. Amen? He said, gather all the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. So here from the fragments, they make 12 baskets. Amen? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So from the little that we are collecting, saving, okay? As the Spirit of God leads, there will be also treasures will be for us for the future. Above all, the Holy Spirit, our treasures in heaven, mm-hmm. But we cannot live on earth without stewardship. And that is the manifestation of the Spirit of God in us. Let's come to the Lord in repentance, trusting Him. If you are in affliction, be assured, God will make you forget it all. Mm-hmm. And He will make you fruitful. Mm-hmm. If you are in plenty, keep the faith. Famine is still coming. If you are afflicted, plenty of blessings are also coming. Yes, Lord. It's my desire to honor You, to worship You, Lord, with all my heart. Lord, I give You my heart, I give You my life. Pray to God, commit Your ways to Him. Don't be overwhelmed by trouble. Come to God, and He will be the one to take care of you as you commit your ways unto Him. If you had wasted in the past, ask God forgiveness. If you are grumbling because of the trials, ask God forgiveness. God understands, but He wants us to repent. Amen? Thank You, God. It's our desire to honor You, to live for You all the days of our life.
This is my desire to honor You, Lord, with all my heart I worship You.
Come, God.
All I
you pray, have your way in us, in each and every one of us. We understand your word, your will. We understand things well. And Lord, we give you permission to go through our lives and have your way in us. May God bless each and every one. Bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.